With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A deadly school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. Police Chief Sean Burr.
We're still going through methodically clearing that school, clearing every vehicle, and making certain that there's no other threats to this community, which we believe there are none.
Three people dead, including the gunman, with others injured following the shooting today at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Chief Barnes says there were several law enforcement agencies involved in the case.
I want to thank all of the law enforcement partners and community members that came out to help. Our friends at the ATF, I've gotten calls from my friends at the FBI, the State Patrol, the Sheriff's Office, Monona Police Department, our fire department. It goes on and on and on.
It's believed the shooter was a student at the school. Police will be updating the investigation throughout the day. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Donald Trump says the Biden administration is selling off parts of the border wall that were bought but not installed during his term.
The administration is trying to sell it for 5 cents on the dollar, knowing that we're getting ready to put it up. And what they're doing is really an act. It's almost a criminal act. They know we're going to use it. And if we don't have it, we're going to have to rebuild it. And it'll cost double what it cost years ago, and that's hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mr. Trump threatened legal action against the Biden administration over sales of portions of the wall. The president-elect also weighed in on a possible pardon for New York Mayor Eric Adams, who is facing federal fraud and corruption charges. The mayor has met with incoming border czar Tom Homan, opening a dialogue with the new administration on illegal immigration. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 41 points, the NASDAQ composite up 260. This is SRN News. Most Americans fear enemies within.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 70% of voting adults believe that, quote, the biggest dangers we face are not from outsiders, but from those living among us who want to destroy our country. 73% of Americans feel that way, as do 69% of Democrats and 65% of independents. Meanwhile, high percentages of both parties believe the other party poses a serious threat to the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Paraguay has moved its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. It's a bold move, putting Paraguay among a handful of countries to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, including the United States. Most countries run their embassies out of Tel Aviv in order to placate the Palestinians, who intend to make Jerusalem the capital of a Palestinian state one day. This is SRN News. In Houston, two teens killed, four were injured in a shooting at a makeshift club.
At a news conference carried by KTRK, Assistant Police Chief Luis Menendez Sierra said at least two teens are dead.
What we do have is a male deceased on scene. We have a 13-year-old female deceased at Texas Children's Hospital.
Police later said the dead teenage boy was 16 years old. Police say four other teens were injured, with a 13-year-old in critical condition. They say the event appeared to have been organized on social media. Police say some witnesses told them they saw a man wearing all black, including a hooded sweatshirt and a mask covering his face, shoot a pistol into the crowd. I'm Donna Water.
And authorities in Ohio launching a homicide investigation after the bodies of three women were found Saturday inside a home in Columbus. There are currently no suspects in custody. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.